Poetry on the Radio. Today, Jen Webb.
Homonesis Mundi. We are singing, the whole choir, under moonless sky. Music is shifting shape. Banksia man slowly turns his head and clears his pipes, then a one and a two and a three shiver his languid limbs. Bach drifts slowly, trying to syncopate, while the magpies carol out their version of the mazurka. Eventually, even the planet deigns to join the choir, throwing back its head, letting the sound rip. We can't hear it, but still we know it, the music into which we were born, the universal key. I took the title from the title of a book by 17th century scientist Johannes Kepler. His was called Homonesse Mundi, and it means the harmony of the world. Kepler argued here that musical harmony is the true principle that underlies all of what he calls creation. And he's not the first to do this. People have been thinking about music and astronomy and their connection for millennia. And his mathematical calculations of the harmonic ratios are not unlike the same work presented by Ptolemy in the first century. Both Kepler and Ptolemy figure that the same harmonic ratios can be found in the movement of objects in the heavens and in the human soul. Contemporary scientists of the standing of Stephen Hawking point out the importance of this prior research, especially in helping us to build understandings of planetary motion, but they tend not to support the idea that maths matched planetary orbits and the human soul or human being. Despite this, I love the idea that motivated those earlier scientist dreamers and its alignment with someone like, for instance, Brian Cox's claim that we humans are made of the stuff of stars. In this poem, I've pluralized the word harmony to think not about just the harmony of the world, but of all the voices, all the songs that might flow through the universe. Homonesis Mundi. We are singing, the whole choir, under moonless sky. Music is shifting shape. Banksia man slowly turns his head and clears his pipes, and then a one and a two and a three shiver his languid limbs. Bach drifts slowly, trying to syncopate, while the magpies carol out their version of the mazurka. Eventually, even the planet deigns to join the choir, throwing back its head, letting the sound rip. We can't hear it, but still we know it, the music into which we were born, the universal key.
Today we heard Jen Webb on Poetry on the Radio, a production of ArtSound FM. To find out more, go to artsound.fm and look under the Programs tab for Poetry on the Radio.